Welcome everyone back. We're learning Sfas Tamim from the Chafetz Chaim, Shin number 6, where the Chafetz Chaim is discussing the dangers of luxuries, of living a lifestyle above one's financial capabilities. And in general, he's telling us the dangers of a person living with maestros, with extras, things we don't need. Soif davar shemekalkul bezeh gam kol doyrois haboyim acharov. At the end, what's going to happen is his desire for luxuries is going to ruin future generations that will come after him. He explained already how the person sometimes has to pick himself up and move to foreign lands without Torah and mitzvahs. And he's mushpo by these people. He's influenced by their surroundings, by the chilul Shabbos, he says. And then he says that a person, instead of sending his children to yeshivas, where they learn Torah and mitzvahs, they're sent out to places where the last thing in the world would be to learn Torah and mitzvahs, to learn all the different languages, and they become a man of the land. They even forget something called Shabbos. They forget mitzvahs. All of this, says the Chafetz Chaim, is because his father, originally, as we started out in the beginning of this discussion, needed this covet and needed the luxuries and went in this wrong path. He begins a new paragraph now and he says, "V'af oysom ha'anoshim shloi ozu mekoyim." And even those people who didn't leave their neighborhoods, and they didn't ruin their children, Baruch Hashem, and the children stayed in yeshivas, and the children stayed Shomer Shabbos. There's another major problem. How much bittul tefila, a lack of learning, a lack of davening, was caused because the person has to work many, many more hours just to keep up with the Joneses, or the Goldbergs in this case. And the Chafetz Chaim is not talking about a person working extremely long hours just to put some bread on the table. He's talking about a person working days and nights and days. And he doesn't have chavrusas at night. Doesn't have charusas before he goes to work in the morning. Why? Because he has to have the maestros. So Baruch Hashem, the children aren't currently affected. Baruch Hashem, he didn't pick himself up and move to places without any Torah and mitzvahs. But now he's affecting himself with a lack of Talmud Torah, with a lack of tefillah b'tzibur. These are just some of the dangers of living for the luxuries.